Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Sunspot activity continues to be at a very low level, according to the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales. There are no sunspots currently visible on the earthward-facing side of the sun, and the numbers of importance are the 10 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 60, that's 60, and the daily equivalent sunspot number, of course, is 0. Now, those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future, so it's going to mean that continuing poor reception will continue for high-frequency transmissions on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 10 megahertz. However, frequencies above 10 megahertz during daylight paths will be somewhat more reliable. In the meantime, here's some monitoring observations I made recently here in Melbourne in our mid-morning period. That's between midnight 15 and midnight 30. That's 10:15 a.m. here in Melbourne. And we're currently moving through to our spring season, which will give more interesting results on propagation patterns. Anyway, here's the summary. 11790, China Radio International from the Xi'an transmitting station in English. 11875, China Radio International from Beijing, at the Beijing transmitting site in China, and programming in Mongolian. 11665, Radio Television Malaysia, relaying the domestic service programs from the FM network in Malay. 11760, China National Radio, Network 1 of Chinese, of course. And on the next frequency, 11770, China Radio International from the Beijing transmitting site in Vietnamese. And 11700, Singapore, the BBC Far Eastern station, broadcasting in Burmese. And 11620, another frequency for China, this time China National Radio Network 5, with broadcasts in Chinese. China National Radio Network 2, on some frequencies in the 25 metre band. 11800, 11835, and 11845, all carrying the same program in Chinese. And 11885, China Radio International from Xi'an in English. And 12025, the station known as, well, the station in Kununurra in Western Australia, a religious station broadcasting in Asian languages. 12070, the Far East Broadcasting Company in Manila, Philippines, with Chinese. 11990, China Radio International in Cambodian from the Nanning transmitting station. And also 11975 from Kunming in Chinese. And 11935, China National Radio Network 5, that's one of the domestic services to inland China with programs in Chinese. And 11885, China Radio International from Xi'an in English. So the 25 metre band, that survey suggests that most activity there is in this part of the in the time period quoted, that's midnight 15 to midnight 30, consists almost entirely of transmissions from China and other parts of Asia. So that's the pattern here in Melbourne, and that pattern should continue in the near future. Some information now from our monitoring colleagues in Bulgaria, from reception notes made in that part of the world during their midday to afternoon period. Quite good reception on various frequencies, and this information may be useful. Guam, reception of the Living Water Ministry Broadcasting Station, BRB, that's Transworld Radio Station actually, on 5905. 1515 to 1615, broadcasting with 200 kilowatts and the antenna 320 degrees to Northeast Asia in Korean on Tuesdays to Fridays, and that transmission is from Guam. Other signals heard in Eastern Europe include the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station, 31 meter bands, on 9490, broadcasting from an unidentified transmitting station in Europe between 1710 and 1745 in Arabic. The antenna is 126 degrees and the transmitter power is 50, that's 50 kilowatts. Voice of Turkey, heard in the Georgian language, on 11750 between 0900 and 0955. The programming that time was in Arabic, continuing in Georgian between 0956 and 1020. Transmitter there, high power, 500 kilowatts, and the antenna 120 degrees, 120. Transmissions for the Near and Middle East. The BBC has extended its transmissions in Hindi. Programs noted in Eastern Europe are as follows. 1400 to 1500 on four frequencies. 9460 from the station in Oman with 250 kilowatts and the antenna 063 degrees. And two frequencies from the Singapore relay station. 9510 and 11795, transmitting power 250 kilowatts, antenna 320 degrees. And also on 11995 from Oman, broadcasting with 250 kilowatts and the antenna 075 degrees. Another new frequency noted recently in Eastern Europe. This is the FIBAR radio, Far Eastern Broadcasting Association, by the Dabaya relay station in the UAE. Frequency 11655, broadcasting 1600 to 1630 to East Africa in the Afar language, transmitting power 250 kilowatts and the antenna 225 degrees, 225. Station in USA with the call sign WJHR at Milton, heard in the 19 meter band using the upper sideband mode. 15550 between 1400 and 2200 in English to Western North America. Transmitter power of 50 kilowatts, 050, and antenna 5 degrees, 005. And the BBC is noted in Eastern Europe via the relay from Tashkent in Uzbekistan. 9580, 1100 to 1200, transmission in English to Southern Asia. Transmitter power 100 kilowatts and the antenna 131 degrees. The note there also is that the frequency is also used at the same time by station known as New Life Broadcasting Service in Alaska, with its broadcast in Russian to Near East and Asia. That's 100 kilowatts and the antenna 300 degrees, 300. Those notes were from the newsletter of the Bulgarian monitoring organisation, SWLDX. Some more information now concerning reception in Eastern Europe by various monitors include the following. Cuba, Radio Havana Cuba, broadcasting in the 60 metre band, noted in Eastern Europe on 5040 with programs in Spanish, and the other station broadcasting from Cuba using the same transmitting site on 5025, Radio Rebelde in Spanish to Cuba in Spanish. Reception of NHK World Radio Japan via the Now in Germany relay station, 6165 between 0430 to 0500 in Russian to Eastern Europe, 125 kilowatts and the antenna 085 degrees. And reception of the Voice of Greece, Athens on 9420 between 0656 and 0710, broadcasting to Western Europe in Greek. The transmitter power of 150 kilowatts and 323 degrees, and the antenna there, the station transmitter there, is from Avalos. And Radio Kuwait, the government station in English, on 15530, heard in Eastern Europe between 0500 and 0800, and programs intended for Western Europe. And the Voice of Turkey, noted on 11730 in the Azeri language, broadcasting to Central Asia between 0700 and 0756. Transmitter power, high power there, 500 kilowatts, and the antenna 072 degrees. So those were some notes from Eastern Europe, and I understand that those type of reception will be okay for the short-term future. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.